You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national man. We got all of the issues, and we cover them solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, I got to be asking, conservatives, are y'all feeling hungover from yesterday? I mean, all right, let me move to my comments. And listen, I got to tell you. So last night, the election results came in. It was like a dream come true in some places and not in others, all right? I mean, we've all been watching the most frantic, awful, rabid level of liberal activity over the past few years. And last night, in some places, was a breath of fresh air, but not as deep of a breath as we had hoped. You know, it's like the dream you have sometimes where things don't always seem to make sense, but there's parts of it that are good, and you find yourself waking up trying to explain the dream. Everything we have, in many ways, has been held hostage by the left. But we did regain some ground yesterday, and that's what I'm focusing on right now. Conservatives, I know for a fact, fought back. And last night was just one battle, apparently. Just one. But speaking of dreams, let me ask you something. Do you ever remember your dreams? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Generally, if I do, I might remember them to some degree when I first wake up, but not often past the first cup of coffee. But every once in a while, and I'm sure y'all have done this, every once in a while, there are those dreams that stick with me. I mean, I've had some dreams with my eyes wide open, like hallucinations at Army Ranger School that I can still remember because they seemed so real. My eyes were wide open. I was moving around. But I know I saw little garden gnomes running through the trees. Don't tell me I didn't. They were there, little beggars with their red cone-shaped hats beating it through the woods. Scared the stew out of me, to be honest. But every once in a while, those real dreams, the sleeping kind, there's one that'll stick with me well after I wake up. The kind that's so vivid and so unrealistically realistic, if you know what I mean. In my lifetime, there's a handful of dreams that I've had during my sleep that have stood the test of time. I had one dream probably 7 or 8 years ago, and I can still recall every detail of it. It was one of those that even felt like I needed to analyze it, like it meant something. Something way more profound than just the literal aspects of the dream itself. I'm not going to go into all the details, but let me just give you the gist of it. You see, in this dream, and it's true story, I had this dream. In the dream, there was someone who was oppressive, some evil, really, and they were in charge. I never actually saw their face, but I could feel how bad they were. They had taken everything and everyone that I cared about hostage. And they told me in the dream that the only way I could save them was if I was willing to go out into this huge body of water and go neck deep and stay there for a period of time. They said that in the dream. You've got to go out there and go neck deep. The only problem was I knew there was something living out in that water that was dangerous. I could see a monster out there in the water. I didn't know what it was, but it was dangerous. I knew it. But yet the only way to rescue those that I loved and the things that I cared about was if I would go neck deep in the dream. I can still see and hear and feel that dream. It was amazingly vivid. So in the dream, at the appointed time, I waded out in the water until I was neck deep, couldn't touch the bottom, just treading water. And that's what it took. Now, I'm not gonna tell you the whole dream. There were other parts. There were significant moments. But suffice to say, it ended well. When the good guys saw what I was doing, the cavalry came to the aid of the good old boy who was treading water neck deep. But you know, that dream came back to my mind as I was preparing for today's show. Because that's where we are. Everything and everyone that we love has been threatened in some way or another over the past few years. I mean, the pandemic's still a fresh wound, vaccine mandates, loss of jobs. Constitutional freedoms have been challenged, things like freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to worship. Spending on big government programs has gone absolutely bananas. Sacrificing our international standing with things like Afghanistan, our southern border, not even there anymore. Economics, the inflation rate at a 40-year high, supply chain disruptions. How about education? Alabama ranked lowest in the nation in the last couple of years. School shutdowns, liberal social justice policies, and drag queens in our schools. And then social justice. Wow. So BLM can march and Antifa can riot, but churches had to shut down during the pandemic. Courtrooms couldn't convene to find justice. I could go on. You could get the picture. I mean, the audience in this show, you watch the Times as much or more than I do. I know it. But in the middle of all that I just named, and in the aftermath of the election from last night, from which I did want so much more to happen, I still have no loss of confidence. And I'll be honest when I say that. I'm not just saying that to pump you up. I have no loss of confidence. Have I been aggravated? Yes. Do I yell at the TV sometimes? You bet. But I am not in despair. Conservatives, we may be pressed down, set upon, but we are not by any stretch beaten because we know that we're right. And last night, I think it proved that there's still some fight in the right, that there's still things that we're going to do, that we are willing to get in the mix. And we didn't win everything we wanted last night, but we put a shellacking on them in some places, and we made them work. There are people who are willing to go neck deep, if that's what it takes. You see, one of the odd things about that dream, and maybe one day I'll tell you the whole thing, was that at no time in that dream, even though I had to go neck deep into dangerous waters just to rescue those that I loved, at no time in that dream did I get any kind of a pitiful me mode. It was just what I had to do, and I knew it. Everything and everybody I cared for in the dream was somehow at risk or held hostage, but for some reason, I was confident. I was confident knowing that if I would just get neck deep in that dangerous water, it was all going to work out. I didn't know what would happen to me. I just knew it was important that I did it. I didn't even know how. The ending of the dream, by the way, was a plot twist, if you know what I mean. But I knew it was going to come together, just like I knew coming into last night, as surely as I know it now, that we are not done. We're just 24 months away from putting a new president in the White House. But folks, it's going to take some of you putting aside your personal comfort zones to get neck deep. Forget the risk. Get neck deep in the fixing of our society, the fixing of our government. Because what we apparently had was a shaping operation. We didn't have the final direct action. That was not the final battle. If you believe that the opposing forces to your traditional conservative values and principles and beliefs, if they're well-intentioned and don't mean any harm to the things or the people that you hold dear, you are mistaken. I mean, there's good folks out there that have different beliefs. I mean, I'm a Christian. I have friends who are Muslims. I'm a Republican. I have friends who are Democrats. I'm a conservative, and I have a very few friends who are liberals. Very few. But there is an element out there that is working feverishly right now to remake our society. They are working to pass laws, spend money, create policy that are designed to do nothing but completely transform this nation. And the crazy thing is they're not even trying to hide it. And the only way to counter that liberal transformation is for folks like you right-side ruffians out there to get neck deep, to get involved in your community, to capitalize on whatever momentum we can grab from last night, to know the issues, to be aware of your times, to speak out at public meetings. I know I say this a lot, and for good reason, because that's what's needed. In the end of that dream that I had, I got neck deep, and I wasn't sure how long I was going to have to tread water. But in the dream, what happened was my going neck deep caused others to join the fight. That was what happened. And it wound up being a pretty cool dream. So last night, yeah, that was something. It was fun in some places. Let's take a victory lap where we can, lick our wounds where we need to. Let's catch our breath and then get busy on the next round. Get busy supporting those who just got elected. Get busy getting neck deep, folks. Because there's a lot riding on it. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I'm serious. Maybe one day I'll tell you all that whole dream because it was something else. Can you imagine being 8 years later and you can still remember every detail of a dream? Maybe some of y'all had that happen. But I draw on it. I mean, Charlene and I even talked about it this morning. There was a lesson in it. And I believe right now the lesson for me to share with y'all is, by God, we ain't done. Get ready to get neck deep. We'll do it together. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. So just sat here telling Boomer the actual dream, all the details. And that dream still tears me up, man.
Yeah.
I just, wow.
It's incredible.
It was legit. But anyway, yeah, maybe one day I'll share the whole thing with the rest of the listening audience. But for right now, I'll just move forward. But let me tell you, I was talking to Dale Jackson last night. I was on his show at like 9:45 to 10 o'clock, somewhere in there. We were on the air, and he was asking how I felt about things, and I was already starting to get concerned about the elections in some places because we weren't seeing some of the bellwethers we had hoped to see as conservatives, much less Republicans. But I was telling him that I'm what I call a pragmatic optimist, if that's a thing. I look at things and I'll be realistic. I'll know when things are what they are. I don't see the glass half full, even though it makes no sense to see it that way. But I know for a fact I do this. I always try to find, all right, that part's good though. I can take that and run with it. There's just five things on the table. And one of them stinks to high heaven, but I'll take the other four and just do what I got to do. And that's the way I see it. I can recognize when things ain't good, when they ain't right, when they didn't go the way I wanted to. But so let me just encourage you guys. First of all, as a conservative talk show host, apparently I've got two more years of fodder. I've got talking material, y'all. But at the same time, I guess part of me is looking at this. And by the way, we don't know yet. We don't know. We're still looking at, I think Republicans are going to take the House. I'll talk about that in a minute. I think it's still possible Republicans are going to take the Senate. We're in the lead right now on that. But we're just not done. But that we also didn't get everything we wanted. I mean, I was really, you heard me on the show, I was predicting the red wave. I was looking at like a 53 majority. Right now, we're looking at, we may get a 51 majority in the Senate. Let me go back to my numbers over here. Senate, how many do we have left in play? Update the screen, please. Update the screen. I'll go back to it in a minute. I think we only have four races still in play. Yeah, four Senate seats are still left in play, but they're tight. One of them's going to be a runoff in Georgia. 54 seats are still in play right now, and the Republican in the House, and Republicans only need they just gave another one to the Republicans. We're now at 205. That's good. All right, so Republicans only need 13 of those 54 seats. We're going to break those down. Here's the bottom line. We're going to be fine. I would love for last night to be the rout. I wanted it to be a complete repudiation. I wanted to just spoon feed the liberals some serious doses of conservative gravy. You know what I'm saying? I wanted them to have to just grovel this morning. Please let us stay in government. No, go away. That's what I was looking for. Didn't get it. But what we did get is something just as important. We got the ability to stop bad stuff, I think. We're not there yet. We got more numbers to go. But the reality is this. Shaping operations are just as important in military parlance sometimes as the direct action. You have got to shape the battlefield. You have got to keep the troops engaged. You have got to get the messaging out. You have got to make sure you have strong alliances. You have got to make sure the shaping operations are taking place so that you can then have the final battle. So I guess what I'm saying is this. I wanted last night to be the final battle. Didn't happen. What we gained some ground. There were some winners and losers. We figured some stuff out. I've seen some things that work and some that don't. And the truth be told, we gained enough ground to stop some bad stuff from happening for the next 2 years. But we also saw, this is the thing we got to work on, conservatives. What we also saw was what messaging does work. Ron DeSantis right now, in my opinion, his governance in Florida is the model for what we need to be doing in a variety of ways. He not only led the charge, he governed that way so people could see that he was serious. He was in place, in business, and then he actually led the ticket at the state level. They swept counties that have never been Republican. Why? Well, it's because he created trust. His messaging, his intent, his results created a trust with the electorate that transcended what we were seeing in other parts of the nation. That's interesting. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.